KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Dense fog here in Atlantic, 30 degrees, about 2/10 of a mile visibility. We do expect the dense fog to continue through this morning and burn off as warmer air returns to the region this afternoon. And the skies will be mostly sunny today with a record-setting high of around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Well, the Enhance Iowa Board on February 8th heard a presentation from Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stashelm with regard to the city's application for funds to complete a phase of the Schulberg Recreation Area improvements.
The application at the meeting, it wasn't scored. By March 8th is the next meeting. They'll have our application actually scored on their 100-point scale they use. But had a lot of positive feedback actually from our presentation. The presentation I gave was pretty much what the project was, how we're going to fund it, and then there's a fundraising gap we had in the application of approximately was about $29,000, $30,000.
Seth said he had 10 minutes to make his presentation for consideration along with 8 other project presenters.
I went into the meeting with plans of telling them, you know, we can close this gap. We have quite a bit of funds in our CIP 2020. We haven't really planned. In our 5-year plan, the only thing we had in there, I think, was community park and tree plans. So we had a lot of funds that we could use from that, and then also trust an agency to cover that.
The Parks and Rec Department is seeking $175,000 from Enhance Iowa for the Schulberg Recreation Area improvements.
They're going to ask us to go through some hoops, and we'll go through those hoops because it's a large chunk of money.
The Schulberg Recreation Area project features several amenities.
The project, again, we're talking about adding 2 separate playground areas, one on the east and west end, a large 30 by 50 picnic shelter that would be on the west end where the horseshoe is, an ADA compliant fishing pier, shade covered, and the fishing pier is about a 50 by 20 foot structure, a vaulted restroom facility on the west end, a bathhouse picnic shelter near the campground, sewer hookups for the campground area, improved east side parking area with a boat access ramp, and then a courtesy dock for the Lake 3 boat ramp.
And Stashelm said Monday that the ice skating rink is closed at Sunnyside Park, obviously due to the change in the weather. The roads at Sunnyside Park are now open again, and the tennis court nets are up. The basketball court should be available use by this evening, but the restrooms will remain closed at Sunnyside until there's no more chance of frost or freezing temperatures in the forecast. And the Atlantic Police Department Monday released details on some multiple arrests that occurred earlier this month. On February 2nd, officers arrested 41-year-old Michelle Gifford of Atlantic for OWI first offense. On February 8th, 56-year-old Rhonda Hafner of Griswold was arrested for OWI first offense. On February 9th, officers arrested 29-year-old Devin Register of Atlantic on Cass County warrants for 2 counts of domestic abuse assault causing injury. Register was booked into the Cass County jail and arrested again on February 19th for criminal mischief in the 4th degree. On February 12th, officers arrested 29-year-old Taylor Anderson of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault impeding airflow. And there were 3 separate arrests on Friday, February 17th. 24-year-old Michael Riley of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault impeding airflow. She was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. 27-year-old Cameron Meisner was arrested Friday for public intoxication. And 50-year-old Richard Lewis of Atlantic was arrested Friday for simple assault. All the subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Beulah Carlson, age 84, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Beulah Carlson will be today at 10:30 at Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Mary Gallitz, age 96, of Oakland, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mary Gallitz will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. John Charles Brown, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday. Graveside services for John C. Brown will be today at 1 o'clock at the Dale Cemetery in rural Centerville. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Lois Stribe, age 81, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Lois Stribe will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Terry Hobson, age 68, of Ames and formerly of Oakland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Terry Hobson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Garnet Strive, age 97, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Garnet Strive will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gene Wagner, age 91, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Gene Wagner will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Clarinda. Walker Merrick Funeral Home of Clarinda has the arrangements. Teresa Sawyer, age 81, of Carroll, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Teresa Sawyer will be Thursday at 1 o'clock at Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has the arrangements. Marion Martin, age 86, of Harlan, died February 11th. A memorial service for Marion Martin will be this Friday at 4 o'clock at the Little Flower Haven Chapel in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Leland Johnson, age 93, of Greenfield, died January 9th. Memorial services for Leland Johnson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Theodore Ted Wickman, Jr., age 86, a native of Atlantic, died Thursday in Florida. A memorial service for Ted Wickman, Jr. will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Jody LaVon Davis Kern, age 54, of Altoona, died Saturday in Des Moines. And per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and services will be held at a later date for Jody Kern. Johnson Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Ingrid Hemmingson, age 76, of Atlantic, died Saturday in San Diego. A celebration of life for Ingrid Hemmingson will be held March 17th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Troy Baumstadt, age 50, of Roanoke, Virginia, and formerly of Irwin, died Saturday. Services for Troy Baumstadt are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.